Here we are, episode 5 of BJ and the Battle Cruiser. Myself, the president, got Jack Wicks.
Hi.
Got a 2-time major champion, Adam Hunt.
Hello again.
And we've also got a guest appearance from Jimmy the Dad.
Hello.
Who is a dad.
I am, yeah.
Sure.
Up to.
Dad of two, famously was in Teenage Dad when he had his first kid at 15. So, nice to have him here. He has no knowledge or interest in golf.
Zero.
Hates it.
But he's our favourite social member of the BJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Big BJ Tour social member, comes out on all the nights out after. So it's good to have him here, just so you can taste it a little bit, get a bit of a feeling for the travellers. Right, so I think that's introductions done. It's been a while since we last had one.
Too long.
President's Cup preview it was. Lots happened since then, both
on
tour and
off tour
personally. Let's not go into some of it. President's Cup. What happened, Adam? Talk us through President's Cup.
Oh, I can't even remember.
I can't remember it.
Well, me and George brought home the win. We win on the last hole for Team Bennett.
It was a big one, sure.
We thought Jack and Joel were going to lose to Phipps and Concedo.
That was stressful. I now remember. Phipsy came out the traps and had us worried until the last hole. So
you nearly got beaten by Ollie Phipps and Dave
At one point, me and Joel looked at each other and we were scared. Was not fun.
We all remember the tee shots on one. Some pure live comedy there. All four in the trees.
It was a good day, but ultimately Team Bennett come out on top 4-2. Matt Edmonds hasn't played a tour event since, so I don't want to speculate, but maybe the President's Cup retired him. So he probably will sit on 0 wins for the rest of his life. Is it still going, Adam?
Yeah, it's still going. Okay. It's just a dim screen.
We're missing Joel Pope today.
Saver.
We're missing Joel, so he's unfortunately at his nan's funeral, so thoughts are with him, and we're missing his technical expertise.
Prowess.
Yeah, his social media skills.
It's taken us a while to get set up today.
Yeah, it was a big setup today. We've got one iPhone, and a broken microphone. So we move on from President's Cup. We had the Masters at the historic Moore Park, Jonesy's place, Matt's place, the home of the GOAT. It was another great day there. Joel Pope came out on top, emphatically won his romped home to his first major title. It was a special day just being at Matt's place, all the history around the place, especially, you know, being Matt's place, you know, just the history you feel with Matt's pictures up
in
you
the
know,
place.
At his place. It's just it's just a special ad. You've still got your Twitter notifications on.
Kick the little face.
So if you hear a little jingle, it's Adam just, I don't know, don't try and turn it off during a podcast.
He's tweeting.
You put the ringer on the silent. Does that mean the microphone's in the silent?
No, it's fine.
Right? Okay. We moved on from the Masters. We went to, where did we go? Playoffs. George Pierce won again, so he's won twice now in the
what
last
day
year.
That was, by the way.
Yes, at Waldingham.
Great day, great course.
Great fans watching.
Good energy, good environment, good, yeah.
Brilliant until Paul ruined it right at the end.
He has the biggest, fattest cock of a nose I've ever seen.
He literally, I don't really know how much I can say about the matter, but he goaded me into a reaction at the end until I swore at him.
And then I had to take over and do the presentation. I've never seen the president like that. It must have taken a lot to really upset him. I don't know what Paul has been doing to him.
His little glasses were steaming up.
You okay now?
He had to take them off.
It was an emotional day. I'd had some, you know, some personal issues, sure. And then I had my dad kept interrupting me on the presentation.
He's got a really big cock nose.
The problem with my dad is his nose is like a cock. It's literally shaped. It's round at the tip. And it's purple. And the veins are bursting now. And it legitimately looks like a cock. And I think that's why he is called Cock Nose.
It probably is the reason.
I guess so, yeah.
So my dad ruined the presentation.
But all in all, great day. Great goal, George.
On other news, we've got Rooney, who emphatically got through 36 fingers of Kit Kat in one sitting whilst on the golf course.
That's a true story.
Which I don't think has ever been done.
No.
And then followed that up with a hip replacement. Hope you're repairing well there, Rooney.
Yeah. Shout out to Rooney.
Shout out to Rooney. I know he listens to the podcast religiously, so...
Probably smashing a brass right now as you speak.
Yeah, he's probably at Adult Works hanging out the back of it. So, hanging out the back of it whilst eating a Kit Kat. And not the little ones. I'm talking the four-finger fucker, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
Well done, yeah. Rooney. Hope you're getting well.
Shout out to Rooney. He's been a highlight this year on tour. Really added something. So, yeah, George Pierce won the playoffs. Did you just lift a... Just committed a cardinal sin on podcasting. Never touched the table. Yeah, so George Pierce won.
Was that the biggest purse?
No, he won £170.
It's a good purse, that.
It's a decent purse, sure.
I had to chase Danny up for a while for that, didn't he? So,
yeah, Danny Slade
was trying to knock him for a tenner.
But yeah. And then obviously, you can't forget Matt Jones beat Tom Biffin in the World Match Play final.
Yes.
3-2. Biffin was talking a lot in the media beforehand, and to be fair, it was a lot of talk, but not
a lot of whack.
A lot of waff, sure.
Oh, loads of waff.
Always a lot of waff with Biff, and I think his season, just a quick note on Tom Biffin, because he will be listening to this, and it is all about Biffin.
It didn't end too well, did it? So he lost the mat and then got beaten by George.
Sure.
And then now he can't even play in the final event of his year because of his dad.
It was a good year for Biffin, obviously. He won the Invitational.
Excuse me?
But it could have been a special year because he was on for the treble. He came second in the playoffs. Not to mention at the playoffs, I think with six holes to go, he had a four-shot lead, well, equivalent in Stapleford, and he didn't get it done. And there's obviously, next time he's in that position, there's going to be talk.
Question marks.
Has he still got it? Can he get over line? Is he clutch down the stretch?
We don't know yet.
We won't know until next year when them questions come up again. But it was interesting to see Biffin go from having an historic year to obviously a great year. He won the Invitational. Yeah. But it could have been a truly special year. So enough said about
we'll
Biffin.
I just hope he treats himself to a new pair of shoes so he doesn't have to wear his dad's
running
anymore.
Trainers.
He's reverted to just replacing the laces. I know.
Yeah, they were good.
To get some extra wear out of them.
He's on his third different laces on one pair of trainer, which you know
they're that old. He has to put dubbing on them, like you used to with your football boots.
But that's enough about Biffin because
it's all about Biffin.
It's all about Biffin. Moving on to the final event of the year. It's crazy to think we are here again. Another season pretty much done, but hey, that's the BJ Tour, baby. And that's life. On to CJP Travellers. Obviously, special shout out to our sponsors, CJP Design and Build. Your number one choice in design and build.
Building.
Yeah. So we thank them for their support. We thank them for just the general energy that Charlie's brought this year.
And fire.
Yeah, and fire with his ginger hair.
Yeah,
it's been great to have him on board. Obviously, our first ever title sponsors and event, so that's a big deal. It's a big one, sure. But yeah, this is going to be a great end to the year. We've got a classic, what I'd like to say, end of season field. We've got some new names in there. Harry Cripps is making his debut.
Cripps there.
We've got George Vincent, who's
What's that? Been 5 years trying to get on the tour.
He's been trying to get a card since 2014.
Yeah, five years.
I've had a few dropouts.
5 years in the making.
Everyone thought there was a lot of whack on tour already.
Really?
Is he bringing a lot?
No, he's a good guy. George went to school with him. He was in the year above, so nice to have him on board. Who else? James Hopkins. He makes a return. He last played at the 2017 Invitational, where he came tied fourth.
Left-hander in the field.
Is he?
I believe so.
Yeah, he came tied fourth at Reigate Heath, so it's good to have him back on board. He's friends with
Matt Jones,
with the GOAT. So,
oh yeah, aka the GOAT.
So good to have them contacts. But yeah, apart from that, Matt Jones headlines the field. Good to have him playing his first Travellers since 2016. Three-time major champion Jet Wicks in the field. Unfortunately, Adam Hunt, who's obviously here today, he can't play due to his broken back injury.
Get well soon.
Yeah, thoughts with him. Who else?
Johnny is out in Portugal at the moment, brassing, waffing, and he's supposed to be practicing golf. So hopefully, he's doing all three of them.
I hate to think what Johnny's up to right now.
Yeah, but, nose deep in something.
So yeah, it's a varied field, but it's got some good names. It's got some newbies. It's
Fitzy playing.
Ollie Fitz is playing. So
quickly, have we mentioned how much your dad's nose looks like a fucking
No. I think whoever gets dad has to just remember when they're playing with him that his nose does look like a cock.
So what we're saying, what's worse, the nonce pick or the Fitz pick?
It's got to be nonce on previous performances. I think Fitzy's kind of dug it out. Yeah,
starting to prove himself a bit.
Yeah.
Since he had an 18 on one hole.
Well, Ollie obviously played.
He got confused with the rules.
Fitzy played in last year's Travellers, and according to Biffin, he was marking the card. He had a couple of 20s. So I don't know Ollie's side of the story on that.
Don't know why he didn't pick up.
Yeah. Which is weird because he normally does pick up, doesn't he? So yeah, it's a varied field, but it's full of big names and it's full of people wanting to make a name for themselves, sure. So that moves us on to the draw. Obviously, oh, do you know what I've fucking done?
What's that?
I've put Joel and George in the draw, haven't I?
What, in here?
That's all right.
We should pick them out and we'll forego them.
Because we're live on podcast now.
So we're going to switch over now to Instagram Live. So
yeah, who's drawing, dog?
Me and Jimmy. I picked home.
Yeah, yeah.
He picks the partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going live on Instagram.
Not that it really matters because we're not live on this, but
yeah. But the fans. Have you taken them out?
I'll pick them out. I'll go reload.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a reload vibe.
No, you sit there opposite. What about?
You're allowed in, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, the
you'll read it out loud.
Nervous.
Towards the speaker.
Go on then. Press play. When are we live? We're going live on Instagram.
Do we need to check on the connection?
Oh, hopefully this works.
We are now live.
Okay, hi.
Hi to all at the PGA.
Let us know when we've got some followers.
Let the followers.
We're just going live on Instagram.
It's probably going to be hundreds soon.
President.
We've got time for
it's
a
just
quick...
pinged up for everyone, so we should start soon.
We have 500 yet?
Jack's experience with Instagram Live, so I'm letting him take the reins with the phone.
Time for another beer reload, or?
We have 500 yet, or? Over.
The problem we've got
is... Hi, Mr. William Berry. Nice to see you.
The Hustler is here.
We're all here now. Who have we got?
Squids has just joined.
Shout out.
Apologies if the picture's not great. We've only got 3G dial-up AOL. So I think someone's using the phone line. So obviously Joel Pope and George Pierce are out first. So their team's done because they're defending champions. So Adam, obviously as you're neutral, you're not playing. Please pick out the first name of the 2019 CJP Travellers.
Just to let you know, George Pierce and Joel are in here, but we will be omitting them from selection.
Yes.
Four go.
Four go Tola.
Yeah.
So first out is the Gypsy King, Danny Slade is out. Handicap 17.
That's Danny Slade.
William says poor signal here.
Danny Slade will play with Jimmy the Dad picking out the second name.
We've got Kevin Holden. It's a big one.
The nonce pick out.
You love to see it.
Daniel Slade and the nonce.
I was going to leave them there set up in their pairs.
Perfect.
Yeah? Shall I pick again? Right, let's go.
Danny Slade and Kevin Holden are out. As a team.
Right. The debutant.
Big hi to the sponsor who's just joined us.
CJP.
Yeah.
Shout out to CJP.
It's a show.
It's Harry Cripps, the debutant.
Harry Cripps has been drawn out.
A lot of problems with the slice. Rumours have been having it. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
Let's go now.
Cripsy.
Oh, no.
It's been admitted.
Forego it. Just want to say, I shouldn't have put that in the draw.
He's already in.
Okay. Next pick. Harry Cripps will play with.
James Hopkins. Hoppy. El Hoppo.
Hopco.
Hoppy Hopperson.
Right. Hopkey.
We go again.
The nonce pit early on here. There's a lot of size
relief.
Yeah,
a lot of size relief. It just means Ollie Fitz is the next one to be picked with. Oh, this is a bit of a dodgy one as well. Lee Cousins. The banker. Let's hear it for the banker, guys.
Right on, Lee Cousins has been drawn out. The banker of Byfleet.
Mike Arnott. Good to see you, sir.
Right. Hi, Mike Arnott.
Hi all, how many followers are we up to?
We're at seven.
Lee Cousins will play with
Piercing
Charlie
Fire.
Pierce.
The ginger prince.
AKA
the sponsor.
Pure Fire.
Someone ripped his handicap off.
Let's go now. Lee Cousins and Charlie Pierce. Right. That's a big pairing. What's Charlie playing off? 21.
21.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go now.
Okay, another debutant pick by me. George Vincent.
Vinny.
George V.
Big Vinny.
George. I tell you what, there's still a lot of big names in the draw.
And we got?
Let's go.
Oh, wow. The GOAT's just joined. Jonesy.
What's the connection like?
Ready?
I think it's all right.
Craig Martin.
Oh! Money back, get up.
Ricky back.
Get up.
Ricky back, what?
Sticky back.
Craig Martin and George Vincent. Let's go now. What's he playing off? 23?
23.
Okay. A lot of big names still left in the draw.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
This
is the big pick.
Okay.
The one that everyone's waiting for.
Okay.
It's the GOAT.
Wow.
Matt Jones.
The GOAT. Everyone now getting excited.
Jones will be picked for the GOAT. The GOAT has been drawn. Who is the GOAT playing with? The greatest of all time.
Oh!
Joey!
Oh,
no!
Shit.
That's the immediate favourites going into this week.
Matt Jones and Jack Wicks.
What a pick.
What a fire pair.
Fire.
Let's go now.
We go now. Oh, the president.
Wow.
Tom Bennett, El Presidente.
There's a very good chance he could be drawn with his dad here. I don't know whether after this.
Could be drawn my dad, who has a nose like a cock.
Bennett's potentially up there with the worst of them.
We've got Johnny Codd, boys.
Oh!
Wow, okay.
Tom Bennett and Johnny Codd.
Apparently a lot of whaff in that group.
Is he watching now or Brassett?
That's Joe Harris.
I tell you what, Johnny Codd's probably not buzzing that he's with me because I'm shit.
Right. Let's have a pick. Ah, pick cock nose. I have picked cock nose.
Yeah, Paul Bennett is out in the draw.
Double cock nose, yeah.
Why is it called cock nose?
Because his nose, it's rounded at the tip.
Okay.
So it looks like a bell end. So obviously, cock nose.
Wow, okay.
Fucking. See that from the camera.
What are you going on about? It's broken, you cunt. Right. Paul Bennett, what's from dad playing at? 12.
Ready?
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Hope.
Joel.
No, he's already been drawn.
He's already out.
I've been back.
Paul Bennett is with
Tony Castle.
Oh, a lot of chat going on in that group.
Wow. Big Tone.
Oh, that's perfect though, because Paul Bennett's with Tony and
Danny's with Nonce.
So that's a four ball.
That's a four ball sorted.
Let's go now.
Right. Ooh, Adam London.
Wow.
Adam London.
Whoever's partnered with him needs to bring a lot of waff.
that's a heavy waff draw. Adam London, aka Coach. Who's he going to be playing with, Jimmy?
He's playing with.
Coach, let's go.
Josh Heber.
Oh!
The squid. Well done.
Squid.
Nice draw. Nice draw. Nice
right, draw. So there's two more people left in the draw.
Oh, it's Phippsy and.
The Phipps pick is coming up.
To conclude the draw,
it's going to be Ollie Phipps. Oliver Phipps.
Ollie Phipps.
Another waff pick.
And the remaining pick is, of course, Will Berry.
Oh!
Heavy waff pick.
Right, let's quickly. Turn the scram off now.
Or just recap the.
No, you're draining my data, mate, alright?
Okay.
And I've only got 4 gigs, so.
Apparently, you can't do
any more
because there's
no data left.
No, we're gonna review the picks on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, cheers, everyone. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
Most embarrassing thing I've ever heard. Share it to your story.
What?
What are you on about?
Did you just not share it to your story?
Oh shit.
You cancelled it.
Oh, that means I ain't gonna be able to watch it.
Oh shit, I didn't realise. I know, share to story.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking hell. Sorry, I don't have 11,000 followers.
We're still podcasting.
Mr. Rent to Rent.
We're still podcasting. Right, let's talk back through the group,
mate, if anything.
Whatever, let's go. Right, let's quickly review the teams. I tell you what, it's gonna be a big one, guys.
Wow.
Jimmy, your first initial reaction on Danny Slade and Kevin Holden, a.k.a.
The Nonce.
Yeah, feeling for Danny Slade.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Someone had to play with him.
Danny's a form player as well.
Exactly.
Gypsy King gong Gypsy King.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to think of it. You know, to be fair, just looking at these pairings, obviously I want to go through each one, but Danny, the big standout pick is Jonesy and Wixie. That's a fire pairing. That's fire.
That is fire.
They're the only two I think that can trouble the two reigning champs.
Well,
honestly,
I'm happy to be with Johnny Codd, obviously, because he's a very good golfer. But
he really let me down last year when he decided to take Freewood off a downhill line, put it in the trees, ruined our momentum. So I'm still not forgiving him.
Okay, now shots fired.
Bloody hell!
And he's not even playing.
London Heather looked quite good with the combined handicaps.
I like their chances.
Depends how Cripps is with Hopkins. Is Hopkins a good golfer? Depends what. I don't know how he plays. I don't know what he's going to be like.
Apparently, who? Cripps?
Yeah.
Apparently he's low 20s.
Okay.
So he's 22 handicap. James Hopkins, obviously, is a very good golfer.
Pearson Cousins, you know.
Yeah, Cousins has
potentially got a
very
bit of a game in him. I'm yet to see Lee Cousins hit it off the ground, but
he's still scouting around with.
Do you know Harry Cripps, don't you?
Yeah, Cripps Air.
Cripps yeah, Carson. No, Cripps Air. That's how you say it. No, it's Cripps Air. Okay, cool. I'm just in my head trying to think of the four balls. I've got some fire pairings, sure.
You've done star gimmick fire.
Well, that's okay. They're obviously the fire group. I'm going to call them on social media.
James Jetwicks.
Obviously, then we've got Lee Cousins, Charlie Pierce. You've got the banker of Byfleet. Just come off his ninth holiday of the year.
Yeah,
he's got so much money, that guy. It's just sick of him, really.
Just bashing out mortgages for fun.
The banker. Oh, yeah. With Charlie Pierce.
Shame the rat's not playing. It would have been interesting.
Yeah, it's weird because the rat's not playing because he's a fucking rat. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think he just got this sort of mousy, ratty look.
Yeah. It's like a mouse, but it's more ratty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So what do we think of Ollie Phipps and Will Berry then?
I think it's...
an embarrassing pairing.
Wow, okay.
Well, actually, what's Will Berry?
Will Berry's off 24 now. Yeah. I can't believe he's taken that long to be cut down.
Will Berry, Ollie Phipps. Will's a major champion. He knows how to get it done. I've got full confidence in him. Ollie's someone that's improving all the time. Yes, he had a couple of shitty finishes this year, but you know what? He never gives up. He'll never stop grinding. And
I think Paul Bennett and Tony Castle have been...
Did you just tap the table?
Sorry. I'm just pointing.
Paul Bennett, Tony Castle's a big one. Tony.
I actually think they'll get on really well and probably become good friends after this as well.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to have in common, but I'm sure the golf will gel. Sure.
Probably roofing.
Yeah. My dad, he can talk roofing. He's had a leak.
He just had a fresh roof done, didn't he? Yeah.
No, he had a leak and he had to get it fixed. But my mum sorted it, so maybe that's the way they can start a conversation. Obviously, I'm with Johnny Codd. I'm ecstatic about that. Johnny's a good friend of mine. He's a very good golfer.
And a very good waffer.
Yeah, he's good at waffing. He probably won't like that because I'm shit and I've had a terrible year and my self-esteem is at an all-time low.
Come on. Self-confidence.
Yeah, I fucking hate myself at the moment, basically. You know, it's fine. I'll wait till the Travellers 2 kill myself. But that's a joke, by the way.
Unless you have a good round.
Kind of. Jonesy, Wixie, that's fire. That's seven major wins between that pairing. Jonesy obviously is on fire at the moment. He comes second at the Masters and he followed that with a win at the World Match Play against Biffin, who obviously number one golfer in the world. Wixie's, to be fair, I was looking at Wixie's year earlier in the week on my BJ Excel spreadsheet. Wixie started off poor, but he's trending in the right direction, and I think he had a third place finish at the playoffs, so he's trending in the right direction for a good finish at the Travellers. George Vincent, Craig Martin, I don't know what to think of that. I don't know what George's like. I've heard he's a 26 handicap. Craig Martin has got an extra shot so he's gone up to 23, so that'd be interesting to see how he uses that extra shot. But
money back,
it's all to play for, really. Obviously one standout pairing, but apart from that, I think they're all quite...
It's all to play for.
They're all quite balanced, aren't they? You've got like a noticeably stronger player with a weaker player, and it's kind of...
Joel and George having dropped handicaps quite significantly since their win.
Joel not being able to walk might help.
Yeah, Joel's injured, we should say. Yeah, we haven't even reviewed the defending champions. Joel, obviously coming off his Masters, but then he played shit at the playoffs.
And he was fat when he won, so...
Yeah,
he might...
Was he? When did he become skinny? When was he fat?
Is he skinny?
He's been fat for a while.
He's a lot skinnier now, but he was fat at one point, wasn't he?
Big time.
And then George, he's obviously just won playoffs, but he's obviously been cut to 16. So,
what did he start the year on? 24?
He started the year on, I think it might have been 22. He finished last year on 22, definitely. Then I cut him after, because they won the Travellers last year, I cut him.
Yeah.
Then he won that, I don't know, that shit house event. What was it? The Shithouse Invitational or something?
Ready invite.
Yeah, the Shithouse Invitational. So I cut him there just as punishment, really, for playing in another, I wouldn't even call it a tour, really.
Non-registered event.
Yeah, okay. He didn't get my permission to play on it, so. But yeah, it's all to play for. A lot of good teams. I think we've covered it all, really. Obviously, the red-hot favourites, Jonesy and Wicks. Apart from that, I think it's all to play for. And it's the CJP Travellers
Design and Build.
Surrey National Golf Club.
What was it they do again quickly?
Design and Build.
Okay.
But mainly design but build. So just a quick one, we've recapped it, we've gone through it, we've done the draw, and yeah, another season done. Hopefully we'll get together at the end of the year and review the season. That could be fun.
We've got the end of year social.
Oh yeah.
End of year social was going to be an awards night, but that's now we're not going to happen.
Huh?
What? It's on like the 2nd of November.
No.
It's Biffin's night.
Oh,
but anyway.
It's all about Biffin. Yeah.
Anyway, that's us for tonight. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.